Well, everyone's asking, will the United States lift its illegal unilateral sanctions on Iran? Well, it seems like it won't unless Washington stops listening to Israel. But who is mainly affected by the sanctions? Reports from Iran's health sector show cancer patients and hemophiliacs are hurt far more than the country's nuclear program. The sanctions have hindered Iran's international financial transactions, and that has made the importation of vital medicines extremely difficult. The country's pharmaceutical industry is also unable to produce those medicines because of a shortage of raw material. But after the latest round of nuclear talks with Iran, the United States hinted that it's ready to ease the pressure. However, Washington is under immense pressure from Israel and Saudi Arabia not to lift its illegal embargo, which is hurting ordinary Iranian citizens. Let's go to Boston and talk to Kov Afrasiabi, author and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Afrasiabi, first of all, who are the ones who do not want to see the illegal sanctions on Iran lifted?
Well, of course, Israel is on top of the list, and hawkish pro-Israel politicians in the U.S. Congress, I would rank as second. And, you know, the number of pro-Israeli politicians in other Western capitals who are pushing for, you know, a hawkish policy against easing the sanctions on the part of the U.S. and other Western governments, and hopefully this will not pan out, because these sanctions are hurting the average ordinary Iranians. As your program just noted, a lot of cancer patients and others are suffering as a result of these unjust sanctions. And if these sanctions continue, the number of those suffering among the average Iranian population will certainly grow. And so that in turn will reflect very negatively on the sanctioning regimes and the illegitimacy of the whole regime that is under increasing question by a bulk of the international community.
And you spoke of Israel. Just how much is Israel a determining factor in how relations between Iran and the West will develop or change?
Well, as we all know, Israel and its allies wield tremendous lobbying power over the policymakers in Washington. And we have reports of some fissures between the White House and Tel Aviv with respect to the Iran policy. And hopefully President Obama and his administration will be able to resist this kind of undue pressure that interferes in the American domestic politics and is trying to torpedo the progress in the nuclear talks that we witnessed in Geneva recently. And of course, next week there's supposed to be a follow-up by the technical experts on both sides in Geneva. And hopefully this issue of easing financial sanctions in order to facilitate the export of medicine and medical equipment to Iran will be on the agenda and tackled satisfactorily by these talks.
I mean, you spoke about the how sanctions have affected ordinary Iranians, including the medical sector. But, I mean, how badly have sanctions hurt the medical sector as opposed to the nuclear program itself? Because, I mean, the nuclear program itself was the main target and the reason for the sanctions.
Well, of course, we shouldn't forget the cyber attack on the Iranian nuclear industry that could have been much worse had it not been because of preemptory Iranian response. But, you know, the entire sanction regime is targeting the Iranian population. And the worst thing about it is, of course, with respect to the health sector, because we have to avoid a narrow focus on this issue instead of simply focusing on the difficulties of procuring medicine and medical equipment. We need to consider other ripple effects of the sanctions in terms of increasing poverty and the difficulties for acquiring necessary medical services and so on and so forth, affecting the entire Iranian health sector. So I think that that sector has been a casualty of these unjust Western sanctions, and the Iranian people have been very patient, but I think that very soon their patience will run out if the West continues with illegal, coercive, and unjust sanctions.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Kov Afrasiabi, author and political commentator from Boston. Thanks for your time there, sir.